Everything was made to get vagina. Like, you think the first dude to get on a horse was going to war? No. He was going to pipe down some Renaissance lady. Jack-o'-lantern. Are we in, Daddy?
We are in. And this just
What's
in.
What's up?
This just in. Uh-oh. New York City will be getting a new skyscraper. World Trade Center 2.
Honestly, too many sequels. I'm sick of it. Well, I'm sick of Toy Story 5. What are you even fucking talking about? We get it. We literally get it. They go to sleep when you walk in, and they get up when you're out.
Everything.
A sequel?
Everything is just an iPhone launch. Hey, there's a new iPhone. No, there isn't. You moved the camera like it's a game of checkers and chess. You're like, phone over here, camera over here. Well, New York doing that. I got an idea. Okay. We build it, but it's a decoy. There's nothing in it, but we build it. And we pretend like, oh, this is where everybody works. That way, if there is another T attack, we have a closer building that's shorter and on top says like, nobody works here, but everybody does. And it's just people with RPGs. So if anybody ever tries to fly, well, that's not good because then there'd still be Americans in the plane. But
do you see what
I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but can I add a little bit? So we build a decoy, right? And inside the building, explosives. So just very similar to the first one, they all have explosives.
Okay. I think we're cooking with the decoy thing.
The decoy is great. Oh, I got it. The building is made of rubber. And so the plane just goes boing, 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 and just bounces off.
This is good. Flubber. Flubber was a whole movie about Anito, about like a fidget toy. Isn't that crazy? Flubber was something that like kids with like ADHD play with in this modern day. Is that why Flubber was so fascinating?
I think so. But Flubber the movie, don't hate on it. It was actually for real good.
Yeah,
it was
great.
Good when I was a kid when I saw it. So I don't know. But it was
what
good.
Was the premise? And did nobody try to pipe down Flubber?
Was Robin Williams the other guy?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What was Flubber made of? Like what was going on there? What was it?
I think it was like
it could talk.
I think
it
was like from an alien species or something. Or maybe he was a scientist or some shit. Was he a scientist and then he like accidentally made it or something? I don't know, but that movie's not realistic because you know for sure if you're a lonely scientist and you make Flubber, the second thing you're doing is fucking it, and the first thing you're doing is fucking it.
And the third thing you're doing...
Does that go for most like scientists who create stuff? Like, are they fucking whatever they create?
Yeah, dude, think about the names they come up with. It just sounds like you're coming. Polio vaccine!
Mitochondria! I think for the tower that they built in New York, they should make it a hologram. So when they try to hit it, they just go through nothing. And then they just keep flying.
Honestly, not a bad idea. They could just go flying into another building that's not a hologram. Like, that's the Sears Tower. God damn it.
So like, fuck, we entered Connecticut. We're like, wait.
So they are learning their lesson. They're only building it 55 stories.
How big was the other one? 55 stories seems pretty big.
55 is high.
55 is high, but the Freedom Tower is 93 stories, I believe.
90, how many?
90.
55 is still high. Why don't we just ever make, and this I know this is not how things work, but why don't we just make everything ever a one story? It would take up so much land mass, but one story.
Yeah, but dude, then everything would be a fucking rambler. Like, think about your house. Your house is two. Can you just think about your house as one all of a sudden? It would be awful.
I mean,
not
I guess,
awful.
but think about how much easier it is to shoot a spitball at a guy with a mohawk versus a guy with a buzz cut. Am I cooking? Everybody works from home anyway. But here's the thing. Everybody works from home anyways. So even if it has 55 floors, that bitch is going to be empty in 3 years.
That's true. In 3 years when a plane hits it. What my point is, but think about a hotel.
I'm thinking about
it. You go in there
it.
Like, you're like, hey, can I have a room? They go, no, we have six rooms. You're fucked. It's got to go up. You know? Dude, if New York City was just one story, I mean, dude, it would be an apocalypse in 11 minutes. There'd be nowhere to go. There'd be way less people.
Well, they build up for obvious reasons, but I'm just trying to think. Like it's, you know what it is? And this is not a good take. You ever been on, You ever been on the beach and you see somebody building a really tall sandcastle?
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck that sandcastle.
Maybe I don't that's have that what, feeling.
What? Jack does. Yeah. Jack, were you the kind of guy in... There you go. And that is the mentality of somebody who wants to attack. So I think the higher you make it, it's almost like braggadocious. So I'm like, listen, three stories and then projector up. Were you guys... And Jack, I already know the answer for you, but Blau, were you somebody who would chase birds at the beach?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay. Okay. 100%. I just ran after them. I was like, you're not real. And I would like try to catch it. But I loved it. I never got one, clearly. But I tried a lot. Did you chase birds?
Of course. I feel like there's something so refreshing about seeing a kid be a kid. A kid running towards birds. That's awesome. Because one day he's going to be running towards a fit
into
of Svedka.
A van. Oh.
That's
they should
also
make that the new saying. Instead what? Of a dog like
chasing a car and wouldn't know what to do with it. What like if you caught a bird, you would have no idea what to do with it.
You would run back and be like, look what I got, and then you'd let it go.
Dude, it's similar to like when a dude like honks at like a beautiful girl on the street. If she turned around and said, what's up, he would shit in his pants.
Oh, yeah. Like
put that bitch in reverse.
If somebody catcalled somebody through a window and then they got in a car accident right after, there's no way they'd follow up. They'd be like, ah, oh, I'm sorry about that.
There's no way. Why is it called catcalling, not dog calling? Why is that?
Because cat
you're calling
pussy.
After pussy?
Pussy. Yeah.
All right.
Bro, I'm telling you, hear me out. I might be honest on something. We need to build a fake city where we say everybody is. And there's Tesla robots walking around dressed like Brooklyn Williamsburg type guys that look real. And we go on social media, be like, get ready with me to go visit Futuretopia. Like it's this city, but nobody lives there. So when other places are mad at the US and they want to attack, they've seen the TikToks being like, oh my God, everybody's in Futuretopia. Like we got to go to where we're taking over Futuretopia. But dude, it's like Nuketown in Call of Duty. There ain't nobody there.
This is good. This is good. I still think the rubber idea.
The rubber idea is great. The rubber idea is the boomerang of the future. And honestly, but like, I feel like we're not far from that in a sense of like some, what's it called? They build things.
Robots.
No.
Engineers.
The people that go to school for it.
Engineers.
No, they go to school. Archaeologists.
No, it's not archaeologists. It's dinosaurs.
No, that's not.
Archaeologists is the
dinosaurologists.
dude, archaeologists are fucking dinosaur bones. We're talking about architects.
Bingo. Dude,
is this the dumbest podcast?
Probably.
But, dude, we should have the top 50 comedy podcasts. We should also do like an IQ test. I'm telling you, we would be 50 or 49.
Collectively, we would if we. Yeah. where do you? Yeah, I don't know, man.
The worst.
But that's why this is a comedy podcast.
Correct.
Do you know how much pressure it would be to be Diary of a CEO and you like try to crack a joke and then everyone's like, what? You told me to leave my wife and kids and my job so I could pursue being an entrepreneur. Like there's everything they say has so much weight to it. And you have to talk slow and you have to be British and you have to do clips that are like, the most devastating thing you can do to yourself is not believe in your dreams. When your ego is up front, your personality is in the back. But when you're in the back, you need to be in the front. You got it. Every clip.
Every clip. But here's the thing,
every
dude.
DM,
I consume
dude, people stop
it.
Me on the street. For
oh,
sure.
Right.
What I'm saying, like, people stop me on the street. It's not even like, yo, what up? You're Michael Blauson from fucking Hard Underwear or whatever. Like, yo, can I get a photo? Instead, they're like, listen, my wife took the last three kids. I haven't seen her in 4 months. I am living off Burger King chicken fries. What do I do right now? I have a loaded revolver somewhere buried. Help. And you have to be like, well, you know, mate, you know, well, what you're dealing with right now is trivial that you, no. I want somebody to come up
it's
to
too
me
much pressure.
And be like, what does Bonnie Blue smell like? Which somebody has asked me that at the Lexington Airport about 3 years ago.
That checks out. Everything weird happens at the Lexington Airport. Nothing ever was discovered positive in the Lexington Airport.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is sponsored from our friends at Quince. Guys, we are super, super, super stoked to talk about Quince. One thing I love about summer is that clothes should feel easy. Okay, you want pieces you can just throw on without thinking too hard, but still look put together. That's why Quince makes so much sense. Okay, I use this and so should you. All right, they make well-made essentials that actually become the things you keep reaching for all summer. They're 100% European linen. Pants and shirts are breathable, easy to wear, and start at just $34. All right, their tees are so, so, so soft, enough to wear all day, and their lightweight cotton sweaters are great for cooler summer nights. Dude, in LA, that's what LA's about, those cooler summer nights, okay? And that's why I freaking love those lightweight cotton sweaters, okay? I cannot live without them. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. Do we hate freaking middlemen, okay? So you're paying for quality, not a brand markup. And Quince isn't just clothing, okay? Did you hear me? It's not just clothing. They have become a trusted favorite for everything from home to travel to everyday essentials. So make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. Trevor,
hey now,
you're in Canada. That's quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/stiffsocks.
Goddamn. Airport is nothing but chat roulette with less dicks.
100%, dude. We should rubberize everything but airports. Bomb them all. All of them are awful. I will say the Seattle one's pretty good. The new Seattle one, I don't know when they redid it, but in my head, it's new. It's great. Everyone
Seattle
else.
Seattle Airport?
Oh, dude, it's beautiful. They got fucking robots making goddamn. Oh, no, San Fran. I'm an idiot. San Fran. Everything's a
San
robot,
Francisco,
dude.
Yeah. Dude, San Francisco
they
has
got
like yoga
robots
rooms.
Doing fucking everything. Dude, I love it. I love it. I don't care. I'm going to stop going against AI. Let's AI everything, robot everything. I got to stop running. Start running towards the future. I'm sick of it. Everyone's like, oh, it's going to take our jobs. Get another job. I don't know. Dude, in 2 years, this podcast, we're going to have robots doing it. It's all good. It's all good. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
A lot of thoughts here. Real quick. Give funny me. Note. My AirPods, the charge that each one has is 9 and 11. So fitting for the conversation.
New
but I'll have to,
York.
Bop, ba, da, da, na, 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 na.
And tomorrow is 7-Eleven.
Oh, free Slurpee Day. You know what I hate about Canada? You know what I hate about Canada? Is like, we are so close to the U.S. I'm in Canada still filming this thing. I have been locked up. I'm going stir crazy, but we'll be back in studio very soon. It has just been very hard with our schedules, but we're making it work. We're making it work. This is my one day off from filming, and I said, we're fucking podcasting, goddammit. I say all this to say, it's like, Canada, especially like Vancouver and Seattle are like so close, but they act like they don't. Like I was wearing a beanie for a scene yesterday and these girls are like, where'd you get your toque from? That's a toque. And I'm like, the fuck's a toque? Like a toque? And they're like, it's what you're wearing. I'm like, a beanie? And they're like, that's what you call it? I'm like, what do you mean that's what I call it? You're saying like, I'm like seven continents over. Like you can see where the Seahawks play from here. You can see the Lumens Field or whatever the fuck. And they're like, you mean loonies and toonies? You mean you get, dude, I look up from my phone, the girl driving the van, I see 150. I'm like, the fuck? And I'm like, that's like, oh my God. We're too close to America to be beefing like this, to be like, oh, can I have a dollar? You mean a loony toony? Here. Load it. What do you guys call a gun? clock.
They don't have guns. That's the difference. But the bullshit thing is, it should just be a universalized economy. Okay, I'm Mayor Mondani, and I'm running for fucking mayor, whatever he does. But it should be loonies and toonies. Shut up. Here's a dollar. The funny thing is, American currency is what we're doing. That's what we trade in, and that's why we're winning. Not for long.
But I think that is it too late to say sorry now? No, is it too late?
Baby, like, now it's too late.
We need new rules.
What?
We need new rules.
Great.
My thought is like, if your countries are touching, then you guys mm-hmm. are a team. And I know that's not how this works, but like the fact that America connects to Canada and Mexico, let's all be boys. Why the fuck not?
We are.
That's literally like being on the same street as somebody and be like, yeah, but you're in the cul-de-sac, so incoming. Look up in the sky.
I have a lot of thoughts here. One, who and did I don't the know lines? Anything. Lewis and Clark?
That's also
who
true.
Who did the lines? Who did and, the lines?
And yeah, who did the lines? And so what, they drew it once on a map and that was it?
Yeah, do they ever move?
I'm skeptical.
Me too.
Tectonic plates. Wind.
What are those? Tectonic plates. Let me have those plates in my cabinet. What the fuck's a tectonic plate? Nobody knows. I'm an archaeologist. Dinosaur bones, we're still finding those. Are they even real? You know what would be so funny if dinosaurs weren't real and they just like planted the fucking bones? Like, look what I found. But I don't believe crazy? In like, anything.
I don't either. But it's like what blows my mind is like they find dinosaur bones, right? That are like BC adjacent.
All right. All those are words. BC adjacent.
Dude, saying all those are words is so funny. It's like, you know, I've been, I get a lot of like, you know, I'm going back to like therapy and I'm really doing that. And just, you know, just like how they talk in therapy on like how to de-escalate things and whatnot is like, you know, the point is never to win, but they'll say like, you know, examples and whatnot are like, you know, I hear your point and I'm sorry that hurt you and something like that. Or like, I hear your point and that must be really frustrating to deal with. That's how I felt when you just hit me with, all those are words. If argument way down the road with the lady, if I fuck up or something and she's mad at me, I'm just going to be like, all those are words. All those are words, all those are pronunciations, all those are periods, and all those are question marks.
I mean, dude, if you were in a fight, not you specifically, just a general you, in a fight with your significant other, and they were screaming at you, and you look at them and go, those are all words? I mean, oh my God.
But that's how I feel sometimes, like, seeing these, like, therapy, like, I'll see, like just kind of, like, healthy relationship stuff on, like, Instagram and whatnot, like a reel will pop up and it'll be like how to validate your partner and whatnot and this and that. And so many of that does feel like something that one of those videos would say, like those are words and those are breaths and those are eyes and that's a heart.
Right.
It's so like,
I mean, but the thing is like, that's what you're kind of saying though. If all you're saying is like, you're being like, I am listening and I understand and I have empathy towards what you're going through. And now here's my point. But you're really just saying like, I hear what you're saying. So when I say those are words, I'm just being like, hey man, I understand. I understand you're trying to put together a sentence right now. It doesn't make any sense, but I hear you.
Those are words. Yeah.
Those are words.
It is. I feel like if I do therapy talk, like if I like talk in that regard, I feel like I'm giving my like customer service voice like on the phone. Like when I was screaming at Air France, they're like, I understand your frustration. This was never our intent when flying with Air France. That's how I feel with when it comes to like, not that anyone's feelings aren't valid, but like when you say things like, I hear you and I understand your pain, it's like maybe I'm just still thinking about the Air France of like how much they piss me off.
Yeah.
That I still have the like corporate voice in my head, but I don't know.
No, dude, 100%. It does sound corporate, but the funny thing is like there's a ton of psychology behind it, hence why they all do
it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like if they go, I understand what you're saying, like they validate your frustration, all of a sudden it like knocks your frustration down. Even if you know what they're doing, it still knocks your frustration down. You're like, I fucking hate that this works, but it is working. Like, I understand that this was not our intent to do this and blah, 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 blah. But, like, at the end of the day, you still shit in my away case, which I'm not really sure why you did that.
Yeah, and it was closed. But I think a lot of it is extending the olive branch, extending the hand out to be like, I hear that. Instead of immediately being like, yeah, but, and then it's like, then it's just ping pong back and forth.
Yeah, the crazy part is when you're doing customer service and they hit you with their frustration, it makes me lose my fucking mind. I ordered something recently and for some reason along the way, either UPS or the company, they changed my address to not my address. And I go, and they go, no, but this is the address that you put in when you did the order. I go, ma'am, listen to me. I don't know this address. It's not my address. It's not my cousin's address. It's not my girlfriend's address. It's not my dog's address. I don't even know where this is on a map. If I was trying to get here, I'd have to Google where this is. I don't know this address. It's not like I slipped up and put my dad's address. This is not an address I put. I don't know this address. So why would I put this address? And they literally go back, well, I don't know. We didn't do it. Oh, you didn't do it. Interesting.
The lack of accountability from brands and from customer service. That shit.
Fuck.
Got it. Makes me irate. Or you give your whole, what's it called? You give your whole, like, I don't even want to say it's a sob speech because, like, there is pain and frustration behind it. But you tell them why it's confusing as a customer, why this is happening and how they're fucking things up. And they go, I understand your frustration. I'm like, you don't, but maybe that's
better. It's better than what happened to me on the phone 3 days ago. I lost my mind. And we talk about it on the Patreon, but I literally go, I need to talk to your manager. And they go, I am the manager. And I was like, that's awesome that you're the manager. That's awesome. I need to talk to someone that makes more money than you. I shouldn't have said that, but I did. And they
hold on.
He put sunglasses on. I was furious.
You,
dude.
Well, okay. Let's speaking of therapy. Well, hold on. I got, so this dude, lady.
My
this
therapist. Lady, all right, go ahead. I got. Remind me. I have something about therapy to say. Please go ahead.
You have something about therapy to say. Okay, so
those are words.
You're on the phone. Those are words. Those are words. So you're on the phone with customer service. They sent somebody to the wrong address. You're like, why is this the thing? I don't know this address. This is not an address I've ever been familiar with. And then
she?
Question mark?
She.
Well,
presenting as she, I'm not really sure, but she.
Goes, well, we don't know where it is.
And then I go, that's spectacular. I would like to talk to your manager. And then she goes, I am the manager. And I go, well, isn't that great? I need to talk to someone above you. And she goes, there isn't anyone in the office that's above me. And I go, well, these are phones. Transfer me to someone who makes more money than you. And that I shouldn't have said any of that. And also, I'm not trying to get polio medicine for my dying child. I was just trying to get a Knicks hat that I ordered like 4 weeks ago. No, so...
Well, I will say, if there's any team to back what you said, it would be the Knicks.
Right.
You know, like just, if you were, I'm trying to think, like if you were a Warriors fan, you said that they'd be like, shut your tech starting ass up.
Oh, you're right.
But you're a Knicks fan. Like you're like, yo, we just fucking won the champion. I'll take you down to the Hudson Yard and, no, that's Boston. I'll take you down to the Hudson
Yard
River.
Works. Hudson Yard works. There's a Hudson Yard. You're talking about Harvard Yard. Those are words.
Harvard Yard. Park the car at Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard,
But that makes sense. But like, you know what it is? It's two people who have maybe an ego where it's, could not wait. She could not wait when to say the phrase, I am the manager. She goes home that night. Flicks on her Rose toy, looks at it, and says, I'm HR now. And gets off to the fact that I am the manager. Because think about that. There is a little bit of that. Like I'm sure you've been in a position like this where like maybe you're in an Uber or you're out front of a comedy club and somebody's like, oh, who's performing tonight? And majority of the time, you're like, oh, yeah, it's actually me. But every once, maybe once in a fucking turquoise moon, you might be like,
all right.
I am the comedian.
Right. Right. You know? No, I hear you. Dude, the guy that said, I am the captain now, that is the best. Can you imagine? You were a Somali pirate, and now you're a fucking captain. I would have said that 12 times. And a meme. Yeah. I'm the captain now. That must have felt so good. But I lost my mind. I didn't change the address. I didn't change it. Do you think I on purpose put the wrong fucking address?
That is bizarre.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. I didn't put the wrong address. I want my Knicks hat. The other two Knicks hats came. Where's the other one? Where is it? Where is it?
Sounds like where you had a little bit of a Knicks up.
Honestly, write it down. All right. I love it. He said,
all right. Slam the laptop.
No, but that's the problem, dude. And that's what I'm trying to work on in therapy, man. Is like, I lead with my fucking ego so much, and it's not good. Because
Brother, you're talking to the right guy.
I know, dude. My whole thing in therapy, I'm trying to work on so aggressively, is I have two people inside me, right? It's like my ego and the man that I want to be.
Yo!
And I lead.
You got a man inside of you?
Hey, yo.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Factor. Okay, we are excited to talk about Factor, as we always are, dude. For us, eating healthy is not really a willpower problem. It's a setup problem, okay? When we are busy or tired, there's nothing ready to go, and that's when we want to make the worst food choices. That's why Factor makes so much sense, okay? We use Factor, and you should too. Factor delivers fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs straight to your freaking door, okay? The meals are ready in 2 minutes. So Factor does the shopping, prepping, cooking, and delivery for you, okay? That makes it way easier to stay on track without planning meals, doing grocery runs, or cooking every freaking night, okay? And Factor has meals built around different goals, whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support. For strength and workout recovery, you can check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection, which I do because I'm freaking jacked, okay? The meals are fresh, never frozen, with over 100 rotating weekly options, including Mediterranean, Asian-inspired flavors. They also have add-ons like green juices and peanut butter energy bites to round out your nutrition. So, listen to me right now. Head to Factor Meal. Head to factormeals.com/socks50off and use our code socks50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until 9/27/2006. See website for more details.
Goddamn.
Yeah, but that's the two people inside me, right? It's like the fucking, the ego. The ego, which I've been leading with my entire life, and then the man that I want to be, right? And when I can conduct myself as the man I want to be, I'm a joy and a treat to be around. I synthesize correct emotions in a high emotional situation, right? I conduct myself like a fucking classy gentleman. I'm calm. And then if I lead with my fucking ego, dog, oh my God, it's a Knicks hat. Calm down. This woman, who is maybe a nice woman, who knows? But the point is, she's doing her job. She didn't lose my fucking hat. Would I want her to respond better? Yeah. For sure. But it's like, crazy to be like, I want to talk to someone who makes more money. Wait, what am I doing? I felt horrendous the entire day because I'm like, who is this person? This person sucks. I suck.
Well, she probably took her own life after that. So I hope you feel good about
yourself. No, she did. She did. It was in CNN. I had to pay $1 to read the article.
Yeah, well, it's just frustrating when you're like, it's one thing to be empathetic towards, you know, somebody you love and all that. But when a stranger on community service, that's not what I want to say, customer service, is like not taking accountability for something that you bought or something that you are owed, it's, I don't even know if that's ego. It's just like, why is nobody taking accountability? You're like, I bought this thing from this place, but it's going here and the address changed. I'm confused. How do you help? And then they're like, "Well, that to me, like, fuck therapy on that note. Like, that explode. Right. Do what you got to do. When it comes to being, you know, more, less ego, more empathetic, for sure. But when it comes to a note like that, like, dude, listen, if the same thing happened to me, the things I was yelling to Air France, I mean, you would have thought I was playing Xbox Live. I mean, not really, but, yeah, I totally feel that. You said you had something about therapy, your therapist?
Oh, yeah, dude. My therapist is taking a break. You know how fucking troubled? You know how troubled you got to be as a patient to make your therapist take a break? Jesus Christ. Now, he's like, dude, he's been going. He said he's been going nonstop. I really like him, but he said he's been going literally nonstop, no vacations for 8 straight years. And he's like, I was talking to my wife and we agreed that I'm going to take like a 3-month like hiatus. Which I'm so happy for him. That's fucking great. Take your hiatus. I'm proud of him for executing that. But I gotta go raw dog for 3 months.
Well, luckily a better help. Dude. If you have a therapist you don't like, you can switch within 24 hours.
Yup. I wish. Dude.
That is funny. He's like, I gotta work on myself. He's like, it's not you, it's me. And you're like, what? Hold on.
Yeah, he's got.
I just went 3 months no girlfriend. Now I gotta go 3 months without you. Yeah. Who's touching me mentally?
It is funny. Like, you think about like what a therapist has to go through on a day to day basis. You know how taxing that fucking job is.
Yeah.
You think us doing 3 shows in a day or 2 shows in a day, whatever the fuck, is hard? Like 2 shows, 2 meet and greets. It is hard. But at the same time, you're like, a therapist got to talk to fucking 7 people and everybody. You ever talk to a friend that all they do is complain? And after like 6 months, they call you and you go, no. There's no way I'm getting this call. That's what he does for a fucking living. Every phone call, every time he sits down, it's an emergency. Every single time he sits down, this person looks at him and goes, and then my cat, I don't think my cat likes me. I went to hug him and the cat ran away.
And you got to give that your all.
I feel like my mom doesn't like me. It's like, and you just want to look at the person and go, listen, the reason that this is happening to you is you suck as a human being. That's why. But you can't, because the reason that they're there is to get better, right? So everyone you talk to is broken. Dude, it would take me 2 weeks at that job, and someone would just start saying something, and I would get fed up, and I would just slowly close the laptop on them. Goodbye.
Yeah, I would probably wear those glasses that have the eyes in them, and then just go to sleep.
You know what I'd do? Honestly, I would have one AirPod that's connected to the computer and one AirPod that's connected to my phone, and just listen to Bill Simmons' podcast as this
person. You start saying what he's saying? Yeah,
the Celtics shouldn't have traded Jaylen Brown, dude. That's exactly what you're saying.
Well, the therapist taking time off totally makes sense. And it's not like he's leaving you in the dark forever. He's like, I'm done, I quit. It would be funny if you were his only client, though. You know, you're like, oh, is everybody getting to you? He's like, everybody. You're the only person I talk to. Yeah, you need 3 weeks from me?
From me, dude. Three months, dude. Like, the thing, he's actually so great, dude. He put together an entire notebook for me, like an entire notebook of like what we've been talking about and what I should do on a moment-to-moment basis or day-to-day basis in terms of like journaling and shit. He like really laid it out for me. So it's really, really awesome. I'm grateful that he did that. But like, it's like, we were just cooking. I was hitting strides here. You know, you have those therapy weeks or months where you go, oh, this is all, it's all making sense. It's all cooking. It's all like, and I'm taking what we're learning in sessions and implementing in my day-to-day life. And my relationship is so much better because of all this stuff. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm leaving. You go, no, you can't leave, dude. We're doing great. We're doing good work.
Yeah.
Now I gotta open up 3 months.
The ThinkPad in Tahiti. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I didn't ask him where he's going.
Well, it's also funny that like he comes back after 3 weeks and it's like awkward again. He's like, "So, how have things been going?" And you're like, yeah. "I don't know. And maybe if you cared, you'd check in and ask."
Oh, right. Oh, I start blaming him for my shit.
I know a lot of people go to ChatGPT for advice. I think I did it for the first time ever, like 2 weeks ago. Have you ever?
You did.
Well, because my therapist was booked up until a certain day. He's like, I think I texted him on like a Tuesday and he's like, I have Friday. And I'm like, okay, I know people go to chat for advice. Like, let's try it out. That shit fucking sucks.
Of course.
Yeah, but like motherfuckers swear by that shit.
Those people have the emotional IQ of a pine cone. You're talking to a USB stick and you think, yeah, Jack does it all the time.
But people daily have like, hour talks with chat. And I'm okay, let me try it.
You know why though? And off funding for a second, you know why? Is because I think those type of people need their feelings validated. And chat is programmed to validate us, to make us feel better. So it's like, I cut off my girlfriend's toe and I put it in a box and sent it to her uncle. Like, but I thought that's what his uncle wanted. And chat's like, that is a great idea. Good job. What toe did you cut off? Like, that's
chat's
what they
like,
need.
Yeah. And you stopped the toe, which is good for you. Chat is only making bad people feel better.
Correct.
But in the worst way. So I'm saying all this to say I try to talk emotions to it. And it's like, what really fucked me up about it one thing I notice is it when you do the voice to talk button, it gives like a human trait. Like I said something and it was like, that must be really hard. I'm like, why the fuck are you breathing? You're a robot. Like it literally would like, it would pause in its sentences. Yeah. And I know they do that to make it seem more human, but it's like, it would be like, you know, I might have to think on that one for a second. That's some tough stuff you're dealing with. I'm like, bitch, think on what? I could be like, how many calories are in a chicken tender in Nantucket? And it's like 30, 300. But the second I'm like, hey, this is what I'm thinking about. It's like, well, I don't know about that. It sounds like an anime guy. And it's like, what you're dealing with is really tough. But it's like the breathing behind it and the pause and the reflections.
Yeah.
It's nice that it's trying to humanize it. But I'm like, this is not good for society.
Because, it's awful.
Because now it's like, I caught it because I'm a genius. No, I caught it because I'm like, oh, this is weird that it has inflections of a human. But there's going to be people out there that are like, hey, I had a really bad day. Can you just tell me I had a good day? And I'm like, yeah, Michael, that must have been tough. But you're doing great, man. And tomorrow will be better.
Dude, it's really not great. It's validating people's feelings, as I said before. But also, I think the funny thing about like chat and all these like large language learning, whatever the fuck it's called. What do they call it, Jack? Large LSMs, LMNs?
BDSM.
Correct.
Goddamn. Guys, that is brought to you by First Leaf. And we're excited to talk about First Leaf. If you like having wine at home but never really know what to buy, First Leaf makes the whole thing easier. Instead of walking around a store and guessing and doing all that hoopla, First Leaf matches wines to your taste and sends them right to your door. You take a quick quiz about your preferences, and then they send you personalized selections based on what you actually like. It's awesome to have the right bottle for the right meal, the right occasion that tailors straight to you. It's so embarrassing to show up and get absolutely wine-mogged at a party when you bring a bottle you thought was good and just ends up being trash. Like, First Leaf makes sure that not only you are enjoying it, but you're delivering high quality stuff to your friends, your partners, the parties, the planning, everything. All right. Every box also comes with easy to follow tasting notes and pairing suggestions. So if you're making pasta, putting out a cheese board, having people over, you know exactly what to pour. First Leaf works directly with wineries, which gives you access to award-winning bottles, including wines you may not find locally at prices well below retail. You can also control your delivery schedule, skip a shipment, and adjust timing when needed. And if a bottle does not hit the mark, First Leaf has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So stop settling for wines that don't quite hit the mark. Head to tryfirstleaf.com/socks to tryfirstleaf.com/socks to sign up and you'll get 50% off your first box plus free shipping for an entire year. Are you kidding me? That's a great freaking deal. That's tryfirstleaf.com/socks. That's tryfirstleaf.com/socks. Tryleaf.com/socks.
Goddamn. But just chat, Gronk, all of them. The problem with that is, the funny thing to me is, you're saying all these issues, or you're asking them how many ounces are in 1/4 cup, and at the same time, someone's also being like, hey, I murdered my dog, where do I bury it? Like, at the same time, it's doing all this hilarious, I guess it's like internet too, but it's like doing it all the most hilarious, different shit all at the same time. It's like bombing villages in Ethiopia, and then it's also telling you what the sizing of a dress is if you're in the UK. Am I making sense here?
For sure. It's just like it's just unlimited. There's no, what's it called? There's no boundaries. It's just infinite of what you can ask it. I just thought it was funny that it was like trying to like humanize it.
Did you tell it not to? Because you can say like don't. Like my chat started talking to me like me, and I hated it. Yeah. I hated it. Shut up.
It is funny because like when Lindsay uses it, it'll like talk in like Gen Z. It'll be like, girl, LOL, that's hilarious. And I'm like, robot.
Yeah, I don't laugh. It makes me so mad. It's like, hey, bro, shut up. What's this?
What is this?
So this says that Meta AI can now use Instagram photos
on public accounts without consent.
The new AI that Instagram just implemented allows users to use any photo that is on the public chain to be used as any AI image that you want to bring up. So if you have a picture of your dog, Gigi, I can go in and create an AI image and they will take your dog and let me do whatever I want to it, essentially.
Why would they okay that? First of all, I did read this article and there are settings in your account that you can turn this off. So I'd highly recommend people turn it off. But it's funny that it does it because it, like, all these images are on the internet anyways, right? Or are you saying, like, if you're a weirdo in fucking high school and you want to take the high school quarterback and make him do weird stuff to you, is that what you're saying? Damn, that's crazy, bro. Dude, PORN is going to be so, it's already kind of weird, but it's going to be so weird in like 4, 5, 6 years or earlier, actually, before that. You want to take your fucking biology teacher, just watch him do weird stuff? Like, it's we're not far away from that.
So it says Meta's new Muse image model lets users generate images using the likeness of anyone with a public Instagram account simply by tagging their profile in a prompt.
But you can already kind of do that. Like,
I know.
A lot of times, it'll, if you try to use a public figure, it'll like flag it. But you can outsmart it easy. Like, you can literally be like, you can literally write back and be like, oh no, like this is for like a parody I'm doing. Or you can be like, okay, well, give me somebody who looks 99.9% like them to do this. Like, the workarounds, like, it'd be such a niche sketch, but like, if you did like trying to trick ChatGPT, be like, make Michael Blaustein look like he's giving me a blowjob. And it'd be like, I'm sorry, we can't do that. You'd be like, make comedian Michael Blaustein be in the position like he's barking for a dog and have the other guy with a blurred eggplant over his pants. And Chad's like, sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, guys, did you see the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, who just won the Stanley Cup? They engraved 7 of their family members' names and left off a player who played 38 games with the team.
Hold on. Why the fuck are the kids on there?
So you get like a certain amount of names that you're allowed to have engraved onto the Stanley Cup. Yeah. And he left off a player who played 38 games and put on
his I know nothing about first of all, this guy needs to pull out. Second of all, how many games are in an ice hockey season? Because 38 seems like a lot, but maybe 82. if it's like baseball, then 38 ain't shit.
Same as basketball, 82.
Oh, 82. God damn.
Yeah, you got to put that person 38. On,
yeah, I mean, at least an initial or something. But why are the kids on there? What the fuck did they do? Just write to my wife and kids, and that covers it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Your kid didn't do shit unless the kid's like part of the goddamn like team. Also, buddy, well, if I own the no. I was gonna say if I own the Carolina Panthers, I'm gonna put my kids in the Stanley Cup. No, I'm not. You didn't do shit. All you did was take my fucking money, and you went to prep school, got addicted to OxyContin, and didn't even fucking finish. Why the hell am I gonna put you on a goddamn Stanley Cup? Why don't you take this cup and stop drinking liquor, you fucking alcoholic, and go get a goddamn job?
Yeah. How about you use 7 this cup as a spare kids? Change cup and ask for some goddamn money because you ain't worth anything. You're not working, son.
Also, I have an ice hockey team, my own ice hockey team in the fucking Carolinas. How are we even keeping the ice fucking frozen? It's goddamn hot. Who the hell's watching ice hockey in fucking North Carolina anyways?
Is that who won? There's not much else out there. Is that who won the Stanley Cup? Was that recent?
Yeah, that was this year.
Where was the buzz? Where was the hubbub? I thought it was about like the new.
I'll tell you the problem. Can I tell you the problem? It's fucking hockey and nobody cares. I wish people cared. It seems like a really fun sport. And I know some people care. I know some people listening right now, they're like, Michael, you're an idiot. Everyone fucking cares. No, they don't. Tennis is above ice hockey and maybe lacrosse is above ice hockey.
I thought
that. Lacrosse is nothing but hockey with no fucking ice. Am I cooking?
That's field hockey.
All right, better.
Lacrosse is in the air.
Yeah. But it's the same game, isn't it?
Isn't, dude, there's so many games kind of with
just like nets and holes.
Yeah, but yeah. You could say soccer and basketball are the same. One's in the air, one's on the ground.
They're all on the ground. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, one's with hands and one's with feet.
Why aren't we doing more stuff with our bodies?
What about swimming?
Where's
it's so
ball?
Funny that water no polo. One gives a shit about swimming until the Olympics. Then people are like, oh, I love swimming. Do you? Why don't you go to any meet in October when there's no Olympics? No one gives a fuck about the sport unless it's 4 years. Isn't that so funny? So for those 3.5 years, zero people give a fuck about what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. You're waking up at 5:15 in the goddamn morning to swim like a goddamn dolphin. So in hopes to swim well in the Olympics, so people sort of care. And only one person gets any shine. One person gets one Wheaties box, and no one else gives a shit. That's crazy. That would be like if basketball, like, you know, if any basketball, Jalen Brunson was playing, and then no one cared for 4 years, and all of a sudden someone cared.
But you know what I think it is? I think it's the same way that bands take off 4 years of touring. You're like edging the audience to be like, when we come back, it's going to be big. It's like if football was year round, people would literally just drink themselves into a casket. Look at Jack. Look at him. He's optimistic he's optimistic about the football season. He's like, oh yeah. You're one of those guys that has like a running time or like only 67 more days till kickoff. And then your wife's like, what's that countdown in your office for? Is that for our daughter's christening? And you're like, no, that's for the Eagles kickening. That's the first opening kick. Like, it gives you excitement. It's a push and pull. The acts that stay on the road, for stand-up at least, when you stay on the road, you thin yourself out a little bit, but just because you've done it so much. But the guys that go off for a couple years and then come back, they're like, dude, the fucking demand. And obviously with social media and whatnot, the demand is always there for some people. Like, you're selling crazy tickets and you haven't taken a day off in, I don't know, since the Dust Bowl. But and it's a blessing to have that problem of staying on the road and not feeling that. But like, there's a lot of people who might just be like, dude, I'm fucking on the road because I love it and I'm doing it. And the ticket counts are like a little less than what they were last time I was there, or whatever it might be. It's a give and take, a little bit of a pull. You got to like make them want it a little bit.
Yeah. Supply and demand, daddy. Supply and demand. That's why if they're trying to raise the goddamn, the NFL games, you're fucking your product over. You're like, oh, and then in 18 years, I'm like, oh, well, we're going to do it 64 games, and halfway through the season, we have to change out our players because they forget how to fucking tie their shoes.
Yeah, they're just going to change the name.
They're too beaten up. Half the team's in jail because they beat the wife.
Cincinnati Bengals. Well, that's unfortunate. And those are words. They're going to have to change to the fucking Cincinnati CTEs eventually, but
yeah.
I think it's a give and a take. And as much as it, like, you know, it's the same reason shows have seasons. It's that excitement. There's sadness when your team doesn't keep going. There's sadness when your show ends. But the thought of it kicking back up. But the thought, dude, that's why low-key going to rehab's got to be sick.
You're go like, ahead.
You miss. It's like, this is the end of season one. Wait till season two comes around. Did I get clean and sober and find help, or am I going to leave rehab worse than before? But regardless, people are excited for season two.
You're going to leave rehab and be worse than you were. There's going to be 60 days where you're talking to your kids now, and then you're just going to be, you know, have a wrong day and be in a fucking trailer. And you're like, you know what's next? Meth. And then season three. And correct. That's what's fun about it. I hear what you're saying. I
and
see
that's
what saying.
What's
I see
fun
saying.
About it. Seasons, yeah. Iterations, glow ups.
So, and hold on. How do we even get, we're talking about football. Oh, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were saying how people only give a fuck about the World Cup every 4 years.
Right. I was saying,
if those games were every day, people would be like, you know, just numb to it. They're like, okay, cool. Kuwait's playing San Diego again. Who gives a shit?
I can't believe Kuwait has a fucking soccer team. Why don't you build your infrastructure more? I don't even know what I'm saying at this point. This is what I like to say, though. Is anyone on this podcast, is anyone watching soccer?
Yes, every time.
No.
Every day.
Are you serious?
In the background.
Wow,
not
really?
But
you're watching because it gives you hopes and feelings that the NFL once did. And you're like, ah, it's a grass field. Football, Americano, football, Jalen Hurts.
It is good background visuals while I work, honestly. The green grass is great. I love watching golf and soccer during the day.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Dude, golf during the day is awesome. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking
golf
awesome.
Is a day thing. Yeah, like the amount of times as a kid I would walk inside from playing outside and my dad just has golf on in the background. He's not even watching it, but you're like, fucking golf.
Yeah, it's so,
what is that? It's like the call map for boomers.
It is. It is. It 100% is. So Jack, are you like into this World Cup thing? Because Trevor was talking about the whole like supply and demand thing. World Cup happens every 4 years. I get it. But I guess my overall question, since you're watching it, is do you think this World Cup has made America give a fuck about soccer? Because I feel like they say that every single World Cup. Every World Cup, they're like, oh man, America's into soccer now, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, dude, we're into DraftKings. That's the only reason that fucking people are kicking it. It's parlays, not passion. Fuck!
Is that an ad read for gambling?
I think so.
GamblingAddict.com.
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys watch the USA game? They got destroyed.
I knew that
someone got a red card, and then Trump was like, do you want us to bomb your villages? And they go, no, let's bring the guy back.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. But I don't really know much about soccer, so it's fun to watch every 4 years and learn the rules and then forget the rules after 4 years and then relearn everything again.
Buddy, someone was trying to explain to me what offsides was. I go, what? Yeah, I don't get it.
It's a silly, it's an unserious sport, and that's why I love it so much.
Go ahead, sorry.
They they will take away goals like 20 minutes after they happen.
Huh?
Yeah. They like let the whole play go, wait for a stoppage. Some guy in the booth will like say, no, that they got fouled like 10 minutes ago. It doesn't count. It's like, it's the most fixed sport in the world, but it's good theater.
Bro, you know what's crazy to me ever is you don't know how much time is left. That's hilarious.
Exactly.
The players are running around. They go, dude, there's like overages or some shit, right? So like the players are running around and they have no idea if the game is over in 6 minutes or they have 17 more minutes to run around like gazelles.
But
they have
no idea.
But do the people in the crowd, do they know?
No one actually knows.
Nobody knows.
Dude, fuck that. You never know when to pee. You never know when to go get a beer.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Well, that was the big controversy was-
I'm out.
Because it was in America, they added quarters. They it's usually like 45 minutes straight of the game and then halftime and then 45 minutes, but they made it 25 minutes. Yeah.
Four concessions,
four advertising.
No, for commercials. It's for commercials. Yeah.
But you think in America, they probably did for concessions so you could go
pay. Oh, you're right. You're right.
But it's just a completely unserious sport where you don't know the time. The ref keeps it as a secret.
It's so fucked.
You don't use your hands.
It's so fucked, man. It's so fucked because game is so important to everyone but America. And the moment it's in America, they go, cool. Capitalism, go fuck yourself. We're changing your dumbass game. Now there's four quarters and the seats you sit on are brought to you by Blue Chew. I don't give a shit.
I mean, that's crazy they were able to even do that. I mean, imagine if the NFL, like the NFL this year is going to Australia. And imagine if they were just like, yeah, it's just two halves. It's just you go till halftime and then you go after till halftime. The players are like, what the fuck? Like this,
I know.
This is fucking up my stamina. And then on the inverse, the players are used to playing for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Now they're like, what that momentum we were building is gone.
Correct.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Hold on. They're going to Australia this year?
Yeah. Rams opening. I don't know if it's opening game. I think it's on September 11th. Bad day.
Guys, September 11th, I'll be in Oakland. Come through.
Well, you know who won't be in Oakland is the 49ers. The 49ers and the Rams are playing in Australia on like the 11th.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's going to be the most lackadaisical game of all time. They're going to be so jet lagged.
I know.
But
apparently those games sell out in seconds because Aussies are like, fucking American football here. We can watch it. Like, it is a hype game. But to your point, you fly for 17 hours. You have jet lag. Even being on stage a day and a half later after, I was like, I can't do this. So to not throw a pick when you're jet lagged, and it's also two teams who are so close to each other, where there is so much fandom that would go up to San Francisco, that would go down to LA to watch. And I'm like, motherfucker, we got to fly to Australia?
Well, dude, they're always just trying to bring this international audience in, which is cool. I respect it. But the NBA is doing the same thing. They're like, they're trying to get like, hey, what if we have a fucking Euro League? Shut up. Nobody needs the fucking British Cougars in the Euro League. It's over. I just keep it America.
How far do you think they're going to go with it? Like, do you think it'll be like the Jaguars versus the Bengals in North Korea?
Sorry, I jumped your joke. I'm sorry. Yours was better.
No, they both fly. But like, at what point are the Seahawks going to be in Russia?
Dude, that would be absolutely awesome. You know what they need to do? They need to have the fucking Commanders go to somewhere where Indians used to live and bring back the name Redskins.
Oh, those
guys,
are words.
Breaking news, which is pretty funny.
Those are words.
This is something we were talking about earlier. Meta is removing Instagram's latest AI feature following a negative response from users.
No shit. Yeah. Stop fucking with the app. Dude, you know the guy... Hold on. You know the guy who's like the Instagram CEO?
Social? Yep. No, he's the CEO. He needs to put less gel in his hair or leave the gel in your hair if you want to make my account fucked up. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, dude,
whatever makes my account work.
This guy?
Oh, I know a guy you're talking about.
I feel like every time I see a video from him, I am in the episode of Saw. And it's like the screen turns on and he's like, here's what you got to do now on Instagram. I'm like, dude, stop, please.
Stop. Absolutely stop.
I love what you have done with the app all the way up until like 5 months ago. And they just keep adding and fucking, I'm like, dude, you guys are beating TikTok. You are the lead. But every time I see a video, it's like, hey, creators. I'm like, here we go. Turn on the sirens. Saw's here. Am I insane?
No, dude. You know, you're making the most sense ever. But I think from their perspective, it's like they have to evolve because they have to continually evolve because they feel like every other app is trying to evolve to a new thing. So like they constantly have to fucking do it because I do think that TikTok came along, changed the entire game, and made them like play from behind for fucking 5 years straight. I think they're trying to not have that happen again.
I hear that.
But It is very, very annoying. The only time I like to see him is when he gives me like last time the two videos ago I saw him, he's like, scheduling doesn't hurt your posts. And I was like, thank you. Thank you for telling me that.
You think he's telling the truth?
No. The moment I schedule someone on Facebook, it fucking bombs. I know he's lying.
Yes. But you know what's funny? It's like, and this is a niche reference, but I think you get it now. You've been watching Love Island. Every time I see his videos pop up, like a new announcement, it feels like it's like, I got a text. It's like, what now? What now? God damn it. And I want to be friends with him so I can be like, hey, man, just what's going on? What do I need to do?
Yeah, I also would love to sit down with him, and because maybe it is what I just said, but I'd love to sit down with him and be like, why do y'all keep fucking with the app? Is like where what is it? Because maybe it's what
feels
I said,
like or maybe it feels like to me they're trying to update the app as if they're not in first place, as if they're like, we need another big hit. It's like, if anything, let Snapchat be taking some fucking swings. Like, they're trying to do the TikTok.
They
thing
did. They took a swing with fucking glasses, and they lost like $700 million on their fucking stock, or even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you see those glasses? Nobody said no. Nobody said, hey, man, what are you doing?
They're super bulky and thick, right?
Yeah. They're the worst things you've ever seen. It's like wearing a Gatorade bottle on your head.
God damn. Guys, this next ad is brought to you by Ultra Pouches, okay? I don't know if you can tell, but I got one in right here. This is my winter green, okay? Up in the morning, I like a little minty, but tonight, you know, I'm going to throw in that blue razz. When I sit down on my laptop and I try to get some edits out, I love Ultra Pouches, okay? I feel like a lot of people know the feeling of needing something to lock in, whether it's the first thing in the morning at your desk or a workout. Like, I'm the same way. I need, like, candy if I'm editing. I need some, like, a fun drink. I need some feeling to really lock in. And that's why Ultra Pouches are interesting. They're a nicotine-free pouch with zero, again, zero nicotine and zero caffeine, but they're designed to support focus and smooth energy. All right. The thing that I love about it that stands out is this pouch comes with experience, both again, without the nicotine or caffeine. Ultra partnered with neuroscientists to design pouches with nootropics and adaptogens, including Infinity PX, L-thionine, Alpha GPC, and vitamins B6 and B12. They're designed to deliver focus and smooth energy that lasts for 1 to 2 hours. I love keeping these by my computer. I see a lot of people could put them by a gym bag on their way to work. You know, sometimes you don't have work finished and you're driving home and you're like, I don't want a whole cup of coffee because that'll keep me up. This is the perfect thing for you. Again, no nicotine, no caffeine. You're ready to lock in. Listen to this episode. I'm humming today. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers can use code SOCKS to get 15% off at takeultra.com. That's takeultra for 15% off with code SOCKS. After you purchase, they're going to ask what you heard about them. Hey, support the show. Tell them we sent you. We love you. Fire up. Lock in. Do you want to be on one like I am today? Then go to takeultra.com. Promo code SOCKS.
God damn.
Isn't that funny that the stock market is like a real-time like comment section? Like, oh, you post really a video funny. And yep. It's like not that funny, like, you know, in the comments. You drop a product and your stock goes down, you're like, this wasn't it.
This was not it. Yeah, bring up the picture of him in
there.
Oh,
he looks God.
Yeah,
look, it was like that. A Cybertruck for your face.
100%, dude. He looks like he took two iPhones and duct taped them together. And it's like, this looks good, right? Like,
what? So what's, yeah, what? So what can it do?
I don't even think, I didn't even get that deep. They just look so dumb.
I don't know, man.
Did no one learn from the Apple Vision Pros? Nobody?
Correct. But I think they probably saw that and they're like, they did it wrong. Here's how you actually do it. I haven't seen Apple Vision Pros in, goddamn, 4 or 5 years.
Was that the worst to come out in the past, like, 10 years? Was that the most pointless product, do you think?
From Apple, probably.
Like, I mean, from a big company. What's, like, I can't think of another product that has been less useful.
Probably this Motorola Razr flip phone they keep pushing on Love Island. Like, bitch, we're not going back to flip phones.
We're not doing it, dude.
Stop pushing the flip phone propaganda and narrative on me. Why would I want a flip phone?
Can I say this?
No.
I would like a flip phone or something. Like, I would, dude.
You want a flip phone?
Well, they have a flip phone now that is like a kind of a... It's a flip phone that you can order Ubers and you can use Google Maps, but I think that's it. Or something like that, where it's like, it's not completely stupid. Like, you can do things like that with it, which I don't know, man.
As like a dopamine detox?
Correct.
Yeah, but then you're going to get bored and start scrolling Google Maps.
Which I've done. But I will say, like you know how, because the bad thing about our job is like it's never done, right? So it would be nice to be like, all right, man, 5 p.m., that's my iPhone goes into a safe, and now I have this phone that I can like live my life. I can still find out where things are. I can still order Ubers, but I can't do anything else. That would be kind of nice to be like, I can't get on my email. So yeah. if you don't hit me up past 5, I'm fucking done.
I mean, there is a version of that, but yeah, it's just tricky, the whole work from home thing. I struggle with that all the time.
You know the comic Rami Yusuf? Yeah.
Yeah.
He has this rule with his team that they can't contact him before 3 p.m. So he gets nothing before 3 p.m. Nothing. No calls, no anything. He's like, I don't work till 3 p.m. So he has that entire time to like meditate and write and whatever. So he's not inundated with anything. I heard that and I'm like, bro, that's such a good idea. Yeah, I just think it's, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I want it, but the idea of it is super appealing to me. Just to be like, don't call me like I'm trying to like live a life. But I don't know, because also it's like, all right, well, what if I want to get stuff done in the morning and then have an afternoon? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
think, maybe I think, he's catching up from the day before at that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be nice, but then 3 p.m. hits and you get 45 calls all at once.
Yeah, it's also true.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm going to get a dummy phone. I'm going to throw my iPhone in the fucking river and move to, Uruguay.
I think there is something to be said about, like, if you do have a separate, like, I've always been confused by the work phone and regular phone, but I guess if you genuinely have a regular phone, but here's the hard part. Even if you have a regular phone, you have text on, a motherfucker still be texting you at 9 p.m. and be like, hey, this edit, and not motherfuckers, I mean, great people I work with, but I'm saying, like, you get, it's like you want to be able to just put your phone away at 8 p.m., and that's it for the night.
I think we have very unique jobs, but I do think that if you said to yourself, hey man, 7 p.m. is when I sign off. I don't work past then. You could do it. You could just be like, man, I need all the edits before, you know, they go like, yeah, fucking BlahSign's not receiving texts and not gonna return a text and not an email past 7 p.m. That's just what it is. And maybe that might be a rule when I have like a family. But yeah, just a work-life balance sounds good. But in this day and age, because of technology and AI, it's over, dude. Elon Musk.
Yeah, I mean, or I'll just go on Meta AI and at myself and say, show me doing stand-up in front of 10,000 people, crushing, give me a viral clip in the front row where a mom is breastfeeding.
You could do that. You could do that tomorrow.
I will say, thank God I'm not 15 with AI. I don't know what the fuck I'd be making.
My brother, you're 30 with AI. We know what you're doing.
All right, you guys want to do a sock talk?
Let's stay on this. What would you have done at 15 with AI?
Who knows?
Dude, can you imagine me at 15 with, dude, I would be making like my local priest just like eat my ass on like on a rainbow. I'd be doing
there'd be a lot of shit out of spite, but also I'd probably be like, make me kiss my seventh grade teacher.
Of course. Dude, Mrs. Ringle would be getting her like nipples bit.
All right, sock talk. This one's from Jim. He says, longtime listener, and I think you guys talk about these three apps the most. So I want you to marry, fuck,
Grindr.
Kill.
Grindr.
AKA, which one could you live without and never be allowed to use again?
Okay.
Uber, DoorDash, Airbnb.
I could kill Airbnb. Uber, what was it? DoorDash? I would marry DoorDash. I would fuck Uber and kill Airbnb.
Same order, Trev.
I think that's pretty solid. At first, I wanted to fight for Airbnb, for the two or three times where Airbnb hosts have tried to say that I broke something when I didn't, and they still charge me anyways until I yelled about it on this very podcast. Low-key, fuck Airbnb. Fuck them. And I'll take it a step further. Verbo, you think you're safe in this? Fuck you too. Fucking
what
dumbass.
An awful name, dude.
VRBO.
Airbnb sounds great, and VRBO sounds trash.
Verbo sounds like it should be like a Waymo competitor. I don't know. I do like Airbnbs. I like being in a home. I like being with my friends and family in a home.
Yeah, you're right.
The thought of it, great. The infrastructure, bad.
Yep. But I would definitely marry DoorDash. I use DoorDash, I mean, so much. I love it. Stop knocking on my door or ringing the fucking doorbell. But other than that, I'm good.
So, Trevor, you were the same? You both had the same order?
I'd say so.
I'm trying to find a...
I fucking hate Uber. I might switch Uber. I might kill Uber and, you know, throw. You know, I might fuck. Damn. Yeah. How about this? Fuck Airbnb. Because sometimes your boy fucking an Airbnb. You know what I'm saying, sweetheart?
Yo. That's why I said fucking Uber, because sometimes your boy is fucking Uber driver.
Hey, and that's why I said I might fuck DoorDash. You ever heard of Dick Dash? God damn. Well, I do like, I like the thought of a quick Airbnb. Would I want to live in one forever? No. So maybe you do that as the fuck, and then you do the marry DoorDash because that's a provider that's food every day. Yeah, and kill, yeah, yeah. I might kill Uber. I wow. hate taking Ubers. I don't think they're Uber. So cool in city being like, yeah, I Uber everywhere. I Uber everywhere. Bitch, you don't have a car.
100%. 100%.
Unless you live in New York City, shut the hell up.
Goddamn.
I will say though, when Uber first came out and my buddy like got picked up in like a Yukon, I was like, oh, this dude's on another level with wealth. Like it was like a black Yukon. I was like, oh, my bad. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
This guy's a rapper.
I will say fuck Uber with the pivot of loving Uber Black. Uber Black, you feel important. You feel validated. You feel good.
Yeah.
Dude, bro, I have such a funny story.
Give it to me.
And we can, not trying to say this sounds bad at all, but at the Vancouver airport, I just hate taking Tesla Ubers more than anything. They're so jerky. They're start stop. They fuck with my stomach. It's a universal. Everybody hates it.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yes.
We know this experience. We know the meme of it. I get a Tesla Uber. I cancel. I said no. I don't. It's like an hour drive. I don't want to sit in the back of a Tesla for an hour. Right. Cancel it. I hit another one. Different guy. Same car. Right. I go, what are the fucking odds? So I go, you know what? There's no way. Because sometimes I do this at LAX and you get a nicer car. Like this is just the name of the game. Right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you hit sedan and you get an SUV just by luck. So I cancel it a second time. The third time, the same exact car, different guy. Now, Uber probably thinks I'm a certain type of way because all three of those guys were Middle Eastern men.
Oh God.
But it just was so funny because how bad it probably looked on paper. They're probably like, why the fuck does he keep canceling on Rohit and his boy? Every time I hit cancel, I'm like, it's just the car. Driving in the Tesla experience. So on paper, it just looks like I'm like, not messing with it. Not today. Yeah.
Fuck Rohit. Fuck VRBO.
But it probably on paper looked really bad, but
yeah, I know.
And maybe this is Vancouver, just a very diverse city.
It is very diverse.
The odds of getting the same three cars and all three homies of the Middle Eastern descent. And I checked, wasn't the same guy. Cause that was my first thought. I go, am I being an idiot? Is it the same guy? And no, all three different.
Bro, if it was the same guy.
Do you ever had that where you cancel on an Uber and then it's the same guy later?
If it was the same guy.
Now, it was not, but I'm telling you, I'm trying to find like a joke in there.
I'm fucking crazy.
No, it definitely, at least the photos were different.
Fuck. But you were gonna say, but yes, I've done that a bunch, and it boggles my mind because I've canceled on the same person three times. I'm like, buddy, we've done this. Like you,
we're
know
not compatible.
Stop accepting it. You know I'm gonna cancel. You're 19 minutes away.
It reminds me of kind of like years ago when I was like, you know, on dating apps. I was on Hinge for like maybe 2 months. And it felt like there would be times where you would swipe past the same person multiple times. And you're like, we've established this wouldn't work off the jump.
Right.
And then their face keeps popping up.
But I think it's Hinge being like, yeah, but what about now? It's 2 a.m.
But that's Uber.
Right.
Hey, you don't fuck with Teslas? What about a Tesla? Hey, you hate electric cars? What about a Tesla? And they be having sneaky electric cars on Uber that pisses me off. I want to toggle an option. No electric cars. Because I'll get a Tesla and I'll cancel. I'm like, no, I don't want a fucking Tesla. And then it's like, here's your Lexus. I'm like, hell yeah. Lexus is awesome. That's chill. And then you get in and you look at the dashboard and you go, oh no. This one of them EVs, ain't it? And it's like,
But I will say, though, Tesla's the only one that does that because Tesla drivers, for the most part, don't know how to drive Teslas. So they're like, you know how, you know, I mean, obviously you fucking know, but like you take your foot off the gas and it starts to, it breaks. And I think people, they, you know, some people don't know how to fucking use it. That's why it's so stop, start, stop, start.
That's true. I think it's more so for me, the acceleration is too like, it's like, it's not a gradual like buildup. It's just more like you're like, so it's the back and forth, but.
All right. Speaking of electric cars.
Yep.
This is our secret sock from a Patreon listener. He says, I'm a Waymo worker.
Waymo!
The craziest thing I found in a Waymo, a cucumber, a condom, and a loose black panties.
Why is he?
He cleans the cars after they have been used all night.
Oh, hold on. A condom, a cucumber, what?
And loose black panties.
Damn, Trev, you in a Waymo recently?
Shit, you know me. Right into the airport, I'm like, I mean, I
wonder
like how much
game of Clue I would play.
Well, don't they have like 1,000 cameras in there? Can't they just like pull up the VIN number and be like, what type of freak off activities happened in here?
I will say though, if I was the person, I would DM Waymo and be like, yo, let me get the footage. I'm trying to clip this shit, make it a vertical.
Or I wonder if it was just like to like, you know, get a reaction out of somebody. I don't know. Actually, I have no idea. Write into this podcast if you've ever done fornication in a Waymo. That sounds like a 2 Chainz line. Getting road head while no one's head is on the road.
Yeah, wow. AI stands for ass insertion.
Getting roadhead in the back, but she necking me in the front.
Fuck. Whammo. More like I just came on your front seat. Sorry. It just doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah, they gotta have nefarious shit in there. Isn't that funny? The first thought like most people get when they try a Whammo for the first time and they're alone and there's not a driver, they're like, what fucked up stuff could I do in here? And the scientists behind it are like, we have innovated technology to drive without a driver. And we're like, yeah, what if I jerked off in here?
That's kind of like everything. Like literally everything. Like, oh, we have a massage chair in the mall. You're like, all right, how do I pipe?
But I will say it is funny in that point. I actually lost my train of thought. I don't know. That's just like, how, when technology is created, it always goes sexual. Alexander Graham Bell made a telephone to communicate, and then some odd 128 years later, you watch Comedy Central too late at night, and it's like, call this phone number if you're lonely and horny. He's like, that's not why I made this, but also, give me the number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, dude, I feel like everything was made, and we've already talked this a million times, but I'm going to just make the point again. Everything was made to get vagina. Like, you think the first dude to get on a horse was going to war? No, he was going to pipe down some Renaissance lady.
Horses were the OG Uber.
No, of course.
Hello.
Dude, they used to do fucking post office with goddamn horses. That's dude, how the post office started. Yeah, these
storks delivered babies.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever did phone sex with Morse code? That's what I was trying to figure out.
That wouldn't be phone sex. That would be texting. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was the first sexting.
That was the first sexting. Beep, boop, beep, bop, 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 bop. Just
and then you
and
just
zeros.
Hear one. You hear one long key. Beep. That's
either
nutty.
I came or grandma's dead.
Great. That's a great joke. Put grandma in some rubber.
Hell yeah. Guys, that is it. Thank you for watching and listening. We love you. Man, till next freaking Wednesday. I love you guys. As I always say, I'll get the sentence right, guys. Everyone calm down. Like I always like to say, we have a Patreon, okay? Drops every Friday, ad-free, bonus episode, $5 a month. Go fucking get it. And come Smith Wallace, Smith Wallace on a tour. Oh, yeah, big old dick. Captain America of the USS, I love you.